This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Doug Garwood picked up his first PGA Tour Champions victory over the weekend at the SAS in North Carolina. It is a pleasure to welcome Doug Garwood to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Doug.
Hello, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. First of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. It was a very exciting week for me. Very exciting.
You know, it's one thing to win for the first time by, like, chipping in on 18 or maybe the other guy three putts, but you went out there and you played a good round of golf on Sunday. Now with a little time to reflect on that, how rewarding is that?
Well, it's getting better and better each day, actually. You know, because I only intended to put a little pressure on Bernhard early, and I ended up birdieing 7 of the first 10 holes and made it a lot of pressure, actually.
I like the little laugh. Were there nerves Sunday morning?
You know, there weren't too much because I'd been in contention at Victoria and Toshiba the previous 2 weeks. And so I was getting a little used to it, to be honest. And I tried to make it a point to just not get too hyped up about it. And I was pretty relaxed, and I got very relaxed when I had a 4-shot lead.
Well, plus that says you'd been playing well.
Yeah, I've been playing well. My touch all week was fantastic. My grip on my clubs, you know, I could feel every grain of the rubber, so to speak, like on Tuesday. And I thought, wow, I'm going to have a good week just by how the club feels. And it turned out to be the case.
Again, with a couple of days to have this sink in, what's it mean to you?
Well, it's pretty exciting to actually have a W on the tour. I haven't won on this tour yet, obviously, till now. I hadn't won really anything except for a couple mini tour events years ago. So it's pretty gratifying to look up there on the list and see that I'm one of the winners now.
Help the listener understand a little bit, Doug, how important is confidence out there on that tour?
Well, I would say confidence is pretty important. I'm not sure that I really had confidence, you know, on the golf course. I try to boil it down to one shot at a time. That's the old cliche. Mm-hmm. But truly what I do is, you know, when I finished Saturday for the Sunday final round, all I was thinking about was playing the first tee shot. And then when I play that shot, then I play the next one. And I guess confidence to me gets you a little bit cocky and sets you up for a fall. So I prefer to just stay right here, right now, doing exactly what's in front of me and do that the best I can. And I guess confidence would be feeling like I could do that. But it's important not to get, you know, too far ahead of myself.
Well, and I understand that, but you also brought up the fact that you had been in contention. And I guess there was a comfort level. You tell me if there was a bit of a comfort level on Sunday having been in that spot.
Definitely a comfort level, but I would disassociate comfort from confidence. Comfort just means I wasn't nervous, I wasn't shaking. You know, easier to putt when the putter head's staying still. And you know, I don't know. I've never been overly confident on the golf course, so I guess I just still resist that moniker.
We're talking with Doug Garwood here on the Augusta Golf Show. Again, help the listener out. You mentioned a couple of mini tour wins. Give the listener your background. What were you doing in your 20s, 30s, and 40s?
Well, real quick, I played a little bit of pro golf right after college, but I wasn't really dedicated to it. Spent about 10 years, 15 years bouncing around different jobs. Ended up caddying at a private club, Annandale, And a friend of mine there, Blake, got me to try the U.S. Open qualifying. I almost made it, so I started playing again at the age of 36. I got out on the Nationwide Tour, which is now the Web.. And I was out there for about 4 years before I got hurt. And then I played mini tours against all the youngsters for about 7 years, which really gave me a good competitive, movement into the senior tour, because a lot of those guys were falling, off the PGA Tour, and so they were idle for a few years. And PGA Tour champions, excuse me, no more senior tour. And I had a checkered career. I never really did the PGA Tour, never really tried. So I was fortunate to get back into the game. And it's been a Cinderella story since then.
Well, Cinderella, were you looking forward to the Champions Tour? Was that something you were salivating about a little bit?
In my late 40s, I was starting to show some wear. I wasn't quite beating up on the younger guys. So I was looking forward to having the chance to compete against people my own age. I remember my first Champions Tour qualifying. I was in the parking lot, and this gentleman was putting a golf bag on the bag, and I thought, oh, that's nice. He's helping out his son, put the clubs on. And then I thought, no, I'm playing against that guy. He's my competition. And I went to the range, and everybody was older than me because I was only 49 and a half. And it's just nice being able to play with guys who are the same age, and if I reference, a TV show from the 80s, they don't look at me funny. They know what I'm talking about.
they all remember Barney Miller.
Exactly. And Abe Vigoda and Fish and all that stuff.
When and you may have answered this already talking about confidence, but was there a time you realized, Doug, that you were going to make this work, that golf was going to work?
As far as the Champions Tour, yes. So when I qualified finally for my first event in Iowa in 2013, I played with some big names, and I was blowing it past them, and I was beating their heads in, and I thought, you know what? I think I can play this tour.
mentioning television and older shows, I read in your bio about your father, Kelton, who introduced you to the game, and he was an accomplished actor. Tell me about your dad.
Well, Dad, he was an actor from Ohio, and he met my mom, and she's from Ohio also, and they did some theater stuff in New York, and they came out here to L.A. to do films and TV, and that's where my brother and I were born. And he did a lot of episodic TV. He was the Undertaker on Gunsmoke. He was in a lot of westerns, Iron Horse, Have Gun, Will Travel. He was in the pilot for Alias Smith and Jones, so he did all that, but the only problem was he never got the recurring role other than the Undertaker, and so it became a little tough financially, and he ended up leaving acting to go work for the post office for a number of years. And so most of his acting career was when I was younger, and I wasn't really, aware. But he did a lot of TV. I've got film of him getting shot, stabbed, punched, you name it, in westerns.
I loved Alias Smith and Jones. Ben Murphy.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Ben Murphy.
And, Pete Duell?
He was in the pilot. He was one of the bad. He was one of the gang in the pilot.
How proud would he be of you today?
Well, I think he would be pretty proud. He's been gone quite some time now, and Lord knows where he is. But if they're watching, I'm sure he's got a smile on his face.
Where did you Did you celebrate? Did you celebrate in any way?
No, to be honest, my caddy Bree Calabrese and I, we had dinner at the Red Dragon, had a nice meal. We had to grab a hotel real quick because we were scheduled to fly out. If I'd won over here in California at the Toshiba, it might have been a different story, but really didn't have the opportunity.
the PGA Tour Champions talks a lot about the fact that you can be a rookie at 50 and neat things can happen after 50. And this was really fun to watch. It was, when the television came on, you were up big. So it was great fun to watch. How was it walking up 18?
It was pretty nice because once I got that 5-shot lead on 14, the last four holes, I knew that even if I, messed up a little, I still had some room. And, so by the time I was coming up 18, you know, I knew it was over, and I made a point to look at the stands and try to enjoy the moment because it might never happen again.
Well, we hope that it does. We hope that it does. Doug, thank you for taking the time to do this. Congratulations. It was great fun to watch.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to do it.